Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. And we're rocking and rolling here, continuing to rock and roll on the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're going to continue to rock with our good friend Valerie Sokolowski. Valerie is a member of our Brain Trust, an outstanding member. She's a nationally recognized author and speaker on professionalism in the workplace. Her book is called Do It Right, the new book of business etiquette, which I like talking about a lot. But she's here to talk to us about a topic that absolutely dovetails with business etiquette, and that's personal branding. She's our good friend, Valerie. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. How are you this morning?
Doing great. It's good to talk to you, Valerie, and glad to have you back with us. You know, you've been here many times, Valerie, talking to us about how to mind our P's and Q's, as our mothers used to say. Yes, ma'am, no, sir, and please and thank you, and I'm still learning which knife and fork to pick up, you know, at this table, and I never, you know, you're going to get a kick out of this, Valerie. The other day, I've forgotten when, a month ago or so, my wife and I were at a dinner, and we weren't sitting together. She was at one table, and I was at the speaker's table, and she was at another table, just a couple of tables over. And so I looked up at her, and I caught her attention, and I motioned to ask her which glass of water was my glass. You know, at these round tables, they got you all crunched up there. And I always forget which is my bread plate and which is my water and which is the next person's over. I always forget that. So I motioned to her, and I said, you know, I was doing my little hand sign, and she showed me which one. And so after that, I was oriented. So I don't know what I would do. What would I do without her, Valerie?
Well, Jim, I've got a quick tip.
What?
Okay, put your hands up and put the right hand, thumb, and forefinger together, and that forms a D, right?
Right.
That's drinks on that side. You're right.
Okay.
Put the other forefinger and thumb together on your left, and that's a B, right?
I guess.
So that's bread and butter.
Okay.
There's your visual. You won't have to ask your wife anymore.
So now I won't have to take her with me anymore. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. No,
so,
that's what I said.
So drinks on the right, bread on the left.
That's true.
Okay. Well, I'll forget that before the time comes. But I hate it when they crunch us all up together. But here's the thing about it is this idea of a personal brand is so powerful. It is something that I've been talking about for a long time. And I didn't originate the idea, of course. I'm not saying that. But we've been covering here a long time branding and a personal brand, Valerie, because even if your company has a very strong brand, the individuals in that company have their own personal brand, don't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's becoming really a buzz. I was just so thrilled to meet the person that I think is absolutely the world-renowned guru in this topic. His name is William Aruda, and I've had the privilege to work with him over this last year in small businesses and large.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to help the individual people understand that a personal brand is really about, I mean, it goes pretty deep. It's about clarifying and communicating what makes you different and special, and then using those things to guide your business decisions, to build your own brand at the same time you're building your company brand.
You know, I had a personal branding experience about 19 years ago, and I didn't call it that at the time, but as I look back, I did recognize the power of whatever was happening, and that was that I started my own business in 89, my own consulting business, after I'd been downsized in 89, and so I literally went to people that I had done business with when I worked for another company 10 years before. And I worked in that marketplace, and I literally went around with my new business cards after I started my company, and just the memory of the way we did business 10 years before got me consulting business.
Absolutely.
And that's an example of personal branding power that I didn't know that I had it, but when I called on these people and they acted like they were glad to see me, I didn't know what to call it, and I didn't know that I had it, but as I look back, that's what that was.
You know, that is so interesting, because what you're saying is that they were giving you their perception of what your unique attributes were. But a lot of people, Jim, don't know what they are. There's, by the way, if anyone is interested, they can email me, and I can send them information about understanding or getting that 360 from people to see what the people's perception, in other words, is of their brand. And so, obviously, you had such a strong connection, and it's an emotional connection with your peers and your clients and your people you did past business with. And see, that's your strengths, and that's when you come from authenticity. Did you know statistically that only 50% of the world is really coming from a place of authenticity, and 9% only are fulfilled in their jobs?
Explain what you mean by a place of authenticity.
Well, it means that when you really understand what your DNA is, what your values are, what your strengths are, what your passions are, what your purpose is, do you have a vision? You put all these things together, and then you're very clear about who you are, and this is really important. You stay on brand. And then when a decision comes, you're very clear in your mind to say, okay, I will or I won't do this, because it's either on brand for me, is it, or it isn't.
Right. Well, you've determined what you stand for. You've determined what your moral compass is. You've determined what character means to you. And when you're faced with a character test, you behave consistently.
But you know what else? Here's what it did for me, and I'm pretty clear and always have been, I thought, on my brand. But I got myself on all these committees and community activities because it was the thing to do. And finally, on one of them, I realized it was a board situation, and I realized I was getting so frustrated because other people didn't have the same values I did.
Mm-hmm.
I got off of that committee because now the words are, and I realize, that was just awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Valerie. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Valerie Sokolowski is our guest. Her book is called Do It Right, the new book of business etiquette. She and I will be right back. Here's John Mellencamp to take us out.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why.
I was afraid. A little bit of Stones coming back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you use those to your advantage. Thank you so much for using them. You've been wearing out our websites especially the last few months. Our traffic is increasing exponentially, and we appreciate that. We'd like to think it's because we're doing something right for you. And, of course, it's all available. Part of our goal from day one was to make whatever we have available to you at no cost, no barrier to entry at all. So check it out. Use it to your advantage. And say thank you to our corporate partners for that, too. They help us out a lot with that. 23 after, we're visiting with Valerie Sokolowski. She's the author of Do It Right. We're talking about personal branding. You know, Valerie, I spent a lot of time on the show talking about small businesses building their brands, and I'm trying to drum it into their heads that they have business brands that they need to be leveraging, and it's important that we train our employees how to stay on message, on brand, you know, with our brands, and help us leverage our brand. But that doesn't prevent our employees from developing their own brand, and my point is, I actually believe that, and I know that part of a brand for a small business is that when a customer wants something that we sell, they don't think of me or my company. They think of the face of one of my employees.
You know,
and that's their personal brand, isn't it?
Jim, it goes right back to what we've heard so many times, and that's people buy you first, then your product and service, and then the company. And so you are the brand as far as any customer or client is concerned, because I can go right down the street and get a car from someone else, go to another cleaner's, you know, eat at another little community restaurant that I frequent, or I can't. And let's face it, we're not, as customers, we're not loyal anymore. So the differentiation is you as a person. But the other side of that, Jim, is if I am very clear and build my own brand, then look how fulfilled I am when the customer appreciates the value that I give that stands out from the crowd. Even if I've got a small business and a bunch of people that work for me, every single one of those people are different, and they come from different areas of strength, values, and if they exude those to the customer, then the customer is building the brand with the person and, of course, with the company.
How do we get our employees to think about themselves as a personal brand?
I think you have to talk about it. You know, Tom Peters, several years ago in the 90s, wrote an article for Fast Company,
right.
And he said it was brand you, and that kind of started this whole thing. But the company, the small business owner, first of all, needs to have a strong brand himself or herself and live it. And, of course, if it's not authentic, you're not living it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then if they infuse that strong personal brand along with the company brand into the minds of others and give them permission to be themselves. You know, we go to work and we say, okay, this is the role I'm supposed to play. This is who I'm supposed to be. No. You have a job title, you have a role, but you're supposed to be who you are and come from your strengths. Because I think people can tell if you're fake. I do.
Oh, yeah. No, most of us have a fake antenna that comes up real quick.
You bet.
Yeah, no, I know I do, and most people do, and I think more and more. And I'll tell you something else: these young people coming up, they have a very quick fake antenna.
You think?
Yeah.
Is that
and
called retention?
So, but the thing is the opposite of fake is being one of the opposites of fake is being consistent. You know, fake doesn't mean that you. It doesn't mean that you agree with everybody. It doesn't mean that you're always, you know, you're always agreeable about everything. It means that you people can expect you to be consistent. They expect you to react with the same set of values regardless of what's in front of you.
And you know, there's a great little exercise that any of your listeners can do for themselves to get that, Jim. If they'll get in a quiet place and project themselves out to retirement, just after retirement. I know for some of these young people that's hard to do. But so you're at a retirement party, and you have all these people that come to your party, and you listen quietly to what they're saying and what you're hearing, because they're at your party talking about how you've impacted them. It's your customers, it's your bosses, it's your friends, family.
Mm-hmm.
You open your eyes and you write down quickly all the things you heard people say. Well, those are the things that people remember you about. It's a good little exercise.
And you earn that. That's not something that's bestowed upon you. You earn all that, don't you?
You do. And you know what? If the young people, when they first start a career, knew all this and practiced all this, my goodness, what a fulfilled life they would have, because they will have enjoyed a career where they're truly happy.
You know, Valerie, I heard another thing, though. If you project yourself all the way out to your funeral, if you start getting
not
too
funeral,
big for your...
Not funeral, retirement
if,
party.
If you start thinking, if you get too big for your britches, as my dad would say, if you think you're too important... Somebody once said, remember, no matter who you are, the attendance at your funeral is still going to depend upon the weather. Hey, Valerie, give us your website, please.
It's Valerie and Company, V-A-L-E-R-I-E. Hold out.
AndCompany.com. All right. Do It Right is the book, the new book of business etiquette. Check it out. Thanks, Valerie. See you next time.
All right. Thank you.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.